Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're live on Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long. This is the Dr. Scott Warner Hour. If you have any medical questions, please call in to speak to the doctor. 347-884-8245 is a magical number to call. Press the 1 on your phone to get in line. And there you go there. To reach Dr. Scott Warner, all of his contact information is listed on the show page as far as website, Facebook, all that is right there for you. And should be joined in with Dr. Warner here in just a minute. Here we go. So here is Dr. Scott Warner to the show.
Hello. This has been quite a week. We did another show on another program called The Goldfish Report, and it went viral, and so this past week we've been just crazy as all get out at our herbal store, Health and Longevity. We sell herbs, homeopathics, different essential oils, and other remedies that we actually have made with alchemy with the help of Saint Germain. In particular, one called Epstein-Barr nosode, which is made for the mutated virus that they've made genetically modified foods with. And it's pretty ubiquitous, which means it's all over the place now because it's in all our food. And it's carried around with the pollen from the genetically modified plants, and pretty much everybody's getting infected with it. The medical medium, Anthony Williams, who wrote the book Medical Medium, and he came out in Nothing Foods That Heal Us, I met him 3 years ago, and his guide said to me, you need to make a mutated Epstein-Barr nosode with the cytomegalovirus that's been mutated also, and the variola virus that's been mutated also, and have it made so that it also removes nanobots, which are little teeny tiny creations that mankind has made. To the initial ones I saw were about 12 years ago, and they were supposed to clean out the heart without having to crack open the chest and do open heart surgery. And that never came to be. They actually made those way back, you know, in the early 2000s. And they never came to fruition because it was a lot cheaper than doing open heart surgery. They make between $60,000 to $120,000 per open heart surgery at the hospitals. And so I guess they opted to do that rather than dropping these little nanobots in to clean up the arteries and veins. But anyway, they've developed them so that they actually attach to our nervous system and transmit messages to us, and are using mind control with these little devices. And so I was told also by the medical medium to have the energy that would deactivate and uncreate these little nanobots in our bodies, because they're being very detrimental and taking away our free will, which is quite interesting. Now, the whole reason I started this discussion was in the radio, the other show that I did, I mentioned this sort of stuff, and everybody was just, wow, we need to get some of this Epstein-Barr. And then I also offered the CD that Saint Germain had me make, and we were selling the CD for $20 each. And Saint Germain, during the show, told me to offer it for half off because he wants it out there. But it's got the 24-strand DNA manifestation on it that you can listen to in your car or wherever, and it doesn't make it. It also has the Kundalini yoga meditation, which actually energizes you and makes it so that you can drive more alert. And it's got the decrees for safety and protection, which helps protect you from negative energies and negative people, and puts the angelic and creator's energy around you to protect you. And it also has two other tracks, and at this moment I'm like in a little bit of brain fog because we've been so busy that it's been like nonstop phone calls and taking care of people. And so we're very grateful, because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be getting out to larger crowds, teaching the truths that have been given to us, and getting people well, because it's really hard to be a complete human being and experience joy and bliss when or controlled or enslaved. And so Saint Germain is all about bringing the Constitution back, bringing our freedoms back, making America great again, and helping us shine to the entire world. And all of the Americas are a part of that, and we are the light of the world. And so if you don't live in America, that's okay. You're the light in the world wherever you're at. And we all need to shine so we can help everybody shine and bring peace and love and harmony to this planet, which kind of in a chaotic period. It's the cabal or the dark side is losing their influence, and so they've stepped up their fear tactics. They've stepped up a lot of the naughty things that they're doing to keep us into fear, such as nuclear weapon proliferation and all of the wars and contentions and different things that are caused by the forces that are in charge of the money system. And even the money system is going to change in the future to a more equitable system where everybody will have what they need. In other words, there won't be people who don't have food, don't have shelter, don't have electricity, run their houses. You know, a lot of people on the planet don't have any electricity at all. And the one thing I'm supposed to mention is there are free energy devices that are quite inexpensive to build, power entire communities. I saw one device that was 12 by 12 by 12 cube, and it had the capacity for powering a town of 2,000 people. And that's a lot of power, but it gets it from the scalar and dark energy that's present everywhere in the universe and just draws it in, converts it into AC current so you can plug in your stuff. Now, the other thing that is interesting, they actually have And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that's a crazy statement. But they have replicators that will actually make out of the energy whatever you also need, such as food, water, whatever, because everything, all matter is created from energy. And so if you have energy, you can produce whatever you need. So these free energy devices will actually provide many, many things for whoever has both the free energy device and the replicator. And so, you know, everybody in even third world countries who don't have water or food or clothing or whatever, you know, this will be able to be produced. Now, a replicator is just a converter of energy into matter. And if you've got plenty of energy, you can create matter. And these devices were reverse engineered from some of the saucer-like flying discs that we actually knocked down three of them in Roswell in 1947. Now, you know, a lot of the government, you know, when it was first reported, they reported, yeah, we knocked down some flying saucers. And then all of a sudden, you get, oh, it was just this or that or high-flying weather balloon or whatever, because they covered it all up. And the government actually went out and started reverse engineering what was aboard these spacecrafts. And there was actually a surviving other planetary figure who actually assisted in the reverse application of making these devices. And it's quite interesting because when I was a physician up in Cedar City, there were several people who had worked at Area 51 who came in to me as a physician. And they looked me up on the internet because they wanted to go to the best doctor in town and one who was quite knowledgeable about, you know, a variety of things. And my name came up because I was very knowledgeable about not only modern medicine, but herbs and homeopathics and other remedies, especially chelation therapy. A lot of them wanted to be chelated because they knew they'd been exposed to different chemicals and toxins and heavy metals. And so they came to me. And one of the things they'd always say when I did my first interview was, you know, doc, they'd kill me if I told you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I've got to get it off my chest. And that's how all these people would begin my interview. And they would tell me, you know, I worked at Area 51 or out in, you know, there's this valley out there. There's other facilities in Nevada and the retired in Cedar City because it's a nice community. At the time, it was only 15,000 people. And anyway, they would tell me the same story that they had certain security clearances, and there were different levels that went down into the desert floor, and most of them told me about 7 or 8 levels, and if they were, you know, clearance to go down in these certain levels, they would be taking care of certain things. And so, sorry about that background noise. I'm going to have to turn it down a little bit. Anyway, the energies, different levels, very different, more secret as they would go down. And they would tell me, and I'm just reiterating what they told me, that there were spacecraft, and they had reverse engineered many of these craft. There were many different ones, small ones, about 25 meters. They usually would measure them in meters, and there were crafts that were over 1,000 meters, which is half a mile. And so, you know, the various stories were, boy, I was like, whoa, you know, this guy's nuts, or or maybe I'm nuts listening to this, but after having several people who didn't realize these other ones were telling me the same stories, you know, it was like when you get three witnesses of the same story, you go, wow, there must be something true to this. And so way back in the early 90s to the later 90s, I took care of a lot of retired military and contractual people who worked out in these top secret areas. And quite an interesting life, actually, to experience this stuff. So, and I've always been a Trekkie. When I was a kid, I watched Star Trek in the early 60s. And became a Trekkie very early in my life. And then, you know, when Star Wars came out, I was just, wow, that's the coolest stuff, you know. And so I've always been interested in the universe and in outer space. And you know, when we landed on the moon, you know, I thought that was so exciting because I was only 11 years old when that happened. And I thought it was marvelous that we did that. And anyway, the reason I'm going into all of this is because there is information out there that we have. There are scientists who are doing things that, you know, are so far advanced, more than we even realize. You know, some of the technology, like a tricorder, they have devices that can scan you and know what's going on inside your DNA even. And one of the people who retired was telling me about these chips they were planning on putting in all the humans. And, you know, we started putting them in our pets, and you can actually locate your pet with this little rice-sized grain that's a chip. And now they have made them small enough that they're the size of the head of a pin. And they tap into the body's electrical energy to transmit. And so they can locate particular person and their genetic material. That's why the government takes a DNA sample of every one of the convicts that you know, comes out of prison. They actually sample their DNA and they have it on file, and they can use it to locate the criminals. But you know, if we get these chips put on us, they'll be able to locate all of us and tell who we are by our DNA, because we're all unique in those genetic sequences and signatures. So anyway, when I'm talking about the genetics, Saint Germain brought the 24-strand DNA manifestation to us to perfect our DNA, to actually take and make our DNA perfected again, because we're getting so many breakages from all of the toxins and chemicals and radiation we're being exposed to daily here in this environment with so many toxins that we our DNA is getting to the point where we're getting cancers and chronic illnesses and diseases and different problems. And for the first time 2 years ago, the babies being born are not going to live as long as their parents even. And because of all these toxic chemicals and conditions we're under. And so in order to protect ourselves and actually enhance our bodies, Saint Germain brought the divine invocation to say once a day for 144 days, and it actually, every 12 times we do it, it brings in two perfected strands of DNA. Now, most humans on the planet currently only have two strands of DNA. We get one from our mother, one from our father. They combine and make the double helix of 23 chromosomes on each strand, or 46 chromosomes. And if you get the Y chromosome, you end up being a boy. And if you get, you know, the 2X chromosomes, because you always get an X from your mother, but if your father gives you an X chromosome, you end up being a girl. Now, even the sexual hormones are getting broken down, and we're becoming more androgynous, and more our sexual identity is becoming more unclear. And so it's, you know, that's causing a whole new set of dimensions here on our planet. We must have a caller calling.
We do have some callers here, Doctor. So let's go to the phones. And if you're called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to speak to Dr. Scott Warner, guys. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? All right, let's go first to area code 610. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Marie.
Marie, M-R-I-E?
M-A-R-I-E. And, yes, I was calling. Is it possible to ask about my daughter?
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. Yes, it's possible to ask about your daughter. What's her name?
All right, her name is Maureen, and she had basically a psychotic break, and I was wondering if you get medically, you know, is it potassium or magnesium, or what should I be doing? I was going to try Dr. Caroline Dean's Remite and Relight, you know, Remag to energize her. I just started it 2 days ago. Does that feel like the right path,
yeah,
or is there another one?
Yes. Now, psychotic breaks are usually due to fear, stress, and sometimes entities. And
yeah,
so I'm getting very strong that we need to do a clearing on her and
ooh,
clear
great
out. And we're going to do that right now. We ask that any entities, has she got any demons? She doesn't have any demons. She does have 6 entities around her, and there several of them are not the nicest. So we ask that all the entities around Maureen be cleared, and that they go to the light of Christ, the golden white light, and that they be received with love and light and forgiveness, and that their loved ones come and also get them, and Jesus come and receive them, and that the Creator send them lots of light and love to assist them, and that they leave Maureen and do not cause her any more trouble. So be it, so it is. Okay. Yeah, she's cleared. Now, one of the things that happens when we go through psychotic breaks is our electrolytes can become very imbalanced, especially magnesium, which is the softener or the calmer of the nervous system. Potassium can also be decreased. And so giving them a good electrolyte mixture, especially with magnesium and potassium, is very, very important. Another good thing to do is to use flower essences. Father Gabriel Mejia recommended the bird of paradise because it takes people who've been extremely stressed and or have had entities surrounding them, that the bird of paradise removes and clears their being and makes them calmer and happier. And I don't know where to get this flower essence here in the United States, but Father Gabriel down in South America had a huge farm full of bird of paradise, and he would get the flower essence extracts, and he would use them on all these kids that were living in the streets and acting as prostitutes and on drugs and different things, and it would assist them to come out of those energies. Bach Flower Rescue Remedy is also very powerful to assist with this. And so I would get some of...
All right, I have that on hand. I can use that.
Yeah, I would have her use that, and I would apply it, you know, put a couple of drops under her tongue, morning, lunch, dinner, and bedtime, to just stabilize the emotions. Bach flowers are very good at emotional trauma, stress, anxiety, because, you know, I hate to say this, but even our son, during this period where we had so many people calling in and wanting this and that, our son kind of had a nervous breakdown because he's such a perfectionist. He couldn't keep up with all the calls and the orders, and we were in helping him, and so he had a breakdown this last week, and made it even more stressful for my wife and I. But we just, you know, we're from that generation where we just don't have time for a nervous breakdown. I've never seen anything like this, you know?
Where she was totally gone. You know, like who we knew was gone, and she was just nonsensical.
I found the millennials tend to check out.
What?
You know, when it gets too stressful, they just check out and play video games and go do other things. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, there's still things need to be done.
But, I wish she was able to play video games. She was totally further gone than that even.
It's
hard.
So just know she's clear. And just send lots of love. And everybody on the radio show, please send prayers of love and light and just peace and contentment, you know, all the good stuff. And God bless you, Maureen. Marie, do you have any other questions?
No, that's everything. Thank you so much.
Hey, you are so welcome. And just know all our prayers will also assist her. So...
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right,
bye-bye.
Well.
Okay, yes, we do. Let's go next to Toronto, Canada, and bring in Madeline. Okay, hang on, let me... Lines just jumped. Let's bring in Madeline. Welcome.
Hi.
Madeline, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What kind of questions do you have?
I just want to know if there's anything I can do to fix my thyroid and my iron.
Okay, thyroid and iron. Okay. Now, as I'm tuning into your energy, your thyroid is having problems because of all of the radiation in our atmosphere.
Okay.
And also, there is a virus in your thyroid.
Okay.
That is causing like a Hashimoto's. What happens is the virus gets in there and it hyperstimulates the thyroid and then it burns it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the radiation kind of burns it out too. So you may have been a little hyperthyroid for a little bit and now it's just kind of burned out. So there's herbs that you can take that help rebuild the thyroid. And the one that keeps coming to me, there's a man by the name of Dae-Yoon Kim who made a company called InnoVita, and he made one called Thyroidin. Now, the reason that comes up is it's a total vegetarian-type thyroid rebuilder. And he made some things called form codes. Now, I was pretty amazed by these because I was used to using protomorphogens, which are glandulars from other animals.
Right.
And the protomorphogens can help rebuild the thyroid. But then, you know, all the cows and pigs and different things, they're being exposed to the same stuff we are, so they're getting some of the similar viruses and injuries, and so their thyroids aren't as good as they used to be.
Right.
And so this guy developed these form codes, which are amino acid sequences from vegetables that are organic. And these sequences actually act like DNA and help rebuild the thyroid or, you know, whatever organ they're made from. He actually makes these form codes for the heart, for the kidneys, for the liver, and, you know, the thyroid, all the different organ systems. And I found this thyroid, and you take it about 12 months, and it helps rebuild the thyroid. And so a sluggish thyroid can come back and become more active again. Now, it takes anywhere from 6 months to a year, but I found by taking this, it works very well. And it also assists the parathyroids, which are little glands next to the thyroid. And when the thyroid gets damaged, usually these parathyroids get damaged. Now, you know, the thyroid helps the metabolism of every cell in our body with the thyroxine that it produces.
Mm-hmm.
And but the parathyroids help keep the mineral balance in our bones. And when the parathyroids go down, we start losing all the minerals out of our bones, so it accelerates osteoporosis and you know, the problems with losing the minerals. And so we get brittle bones, and it causes electrolyte deficiencies, and also hurts the kidneys. So he put the parathyroid form codes in it so that it would repair the parathyroids. So, and it won't overdo it. It won't make you hyperthyroid because it's a balanced, good formula that just brings you back into balance. And a normal thyroid level, normal parathormone level. So the reason I'm going into the discussion of this is that's a product that I would recommend for you intuitively and spiritually. Now, the iron deficiency, let's address that. Many people are getting iron deficiencies because we have these parasites that are biting us, and we bleed and we lose blood through our stool, and it causes, you know, bleeding in our tissues and makes people get bruising even easier and breaks our blood vessels. And so these parasites are in there eating away, and they make us iron deficient. And it feels like parasites are causing your iron deficiency. So I would recommend doing some cycling with parasite cleansing. Now, the reason you do cycling is because parasites lay eggs, and the parasite cleanse won't kill the eggs because they're deeply encysted, and they won't hatch while we're doing parasite cleanse because they don't want to die. And so you do 14 to 15-day parasite cleanse, and then you go off for a while.
Okay.
Flukes are probably the most notorious parasites for causing iron deficiency. And they're a real bad parasite, too, because they can have other little nasty bacteria and viruses inside of them. And so when they poop, they'll release these things. So be aware of that. Now, the reason I like Hulda Clark's parasite cleanse is she uses black walnut, which kills some of these bad bacteria that come out of the parasites. Dr. Christopher, back in World War II, he was treating a lot of the military who would get severe staph infections under their helmet and fungus infections. And, you know, they'd get into their scalp, and they had to keep their helmets on all the time, and humans weren't made to keep a helmet on, and they would get these horrible skin rashes under their helmets and infections. And he would treat it with this black walnut and a wormwood combination in a tincture, and it was the only thing that would clear up these guys' skin. And so just know that, you know, when you do parasite cleansing, it also helps clear up the skin and gets rid of these flukes and different parasites.
So that's what I'm feeling spiritually would help you in the questions you had.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay, well, God bless you, and we all bless you and pray that everything will turn out good for your thyroid and your iron deficiency.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Before we go to our next call, Doctor, why don't you let the folks know how people can reach you, you know, like you were saying, for the herbal store and all that good things you do.
Make our phones ring off the hook even more, which is fine.
Why not?
We'll do what we can because this is what we do and what, you know, the Creator made me to do because, you know, every time I tried to get out of doing helping people, I always have to come back. And because that's my dharma, you might say. So anyway, you can get a hold of us on our webpage. The webpage isn't that great, but, you know, it gives you some information and it's got some archives and different things. It's scottwerner.org or scottwernermd.com. I'm also got videos on YouTube where I give different lectures about different things. They're really quite informative and very good. You know, I'm not just saying that because I've had a lot of people call me and go, how did you get all this knowledge? And I'm like, well, I've been doing this for 35 years and I always tell people I've lived four lifetimes in this one life so far because I've gone through so many experiences and I've been through three near-death experiences. So I came back from each one of those in a new life almost. So go to YouTube.com and type in under the search bar Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. And that has videos and different things. And then our office number is 435-986-0025. And it's very congested currently, so just keep trying. We're only here from 11 till 5 Mountain time. And, you know, right now it's Mountain Savings time, so we're a little different from Arizona. Arizona's in California time because they never change with daylight savings time. But we're at Mountain time, and we'll go to Mountain regular time here in October. So those are the main contact points. And God bless each and every one of you that try to contact us and have patience with us currently because we're extremely busy. Which is good. That's what we like. We don't want to be dawdlers and not doing things.
All righty, great. Let's go to Arizona. And Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on with you today?
So, 2 years ago, they found some tumors in my thyroid. They ended up removing them and haven't had much success with doctors trying to figure out what's going on because within those 2 years, I've probably gained about 60 to 70 pounds, and no one seems to know what's going on. So I'm kind of at my wit's end and looking for some type of direction of what I can do and kind of take control of it since I'm not having much success in the traditional sense.
Yes, yes. And that is frustrating. And I'm getting really strong that you should take thyroidin for, you know, a period of time, but also one of the things that makes us gain weight is we get, it feels like after the surgery, you actually got infected with some parasites, and they are producing hormones that are making you want to gain weight. But also, I'm getting really strong that your body's full of toxins, chemicals, heavy metals, petrochemicals, those kind of things. And when we get those in our body, we actually store them in our fat away from our essential organs. And so you gain weight just because those toxins need somewhere to go where they won't kill you. And so our body's smart enough, it'll put on pockets of fat and put the toxins in the fat. Now, when you start to lose weight, it releases those toxins and makes it really hard to keep losing weight. So you'll go on a diet and start losing weight, and then all of a sudden you're 20 pounds heavier than when you started the diet. And so doing a detox and parasite cleansing would be very good. So what the spirit is telling me to tell you is we have a 90-day detox, but instead of doing it straight through the 90-day detox, you should do the first 30 days, then do a parasite cleanse, and then do the second 30 days and do another parasite cleanse, and then do the third 30 days and do another parasite cleanse. So it'll be over 4.5 months. But then you have enough toxins in your body that I would repeat it even over again. Now, the first time I did the detox, I had so much plastic come out of my system that it actually plugged up my anus and I couldn't go to the bathroom. And I had to dig this plug of plastic out of me. And this was back when, you know, we started drinking out of plastic bottles, but the bottles would leach plastic into our system. And the plastics caused problems in and of themselves. And I had gotten cancer because of, you know, all the petrochemicals, heavy metals, and toxins in my body. And so I knew I had to detox. And when Systemic Formulas came out with this detox, I used it, but boy, it worked so good. I had to lengthen out the time I would give it to people because I didn't want them to have the same problems I would. Because when they first came out with this detox, it was 20 days, 20 days, 20 days. So they did it quite quickly, and it was just too fast getting out too many toxins. And so I lengthened it out to 30 days and then 30 days and 30 days. So a 90-day detox, but you're toxic enough that we need to do it twice. And so I would do it over 45 days for the first 90 days, and then do it another one over 45 days. And then you'll lose weight, because getting all those toxins out of your body will really help your body function better. But you've got to support your thyroid during the entire time, because they took all your thyroid tissue out. Now, have I seen people regenerate their thyroids? Yes, I have. I've seen some miracles that, you know, I have a hard time believing, you know, and I'm a believer. I have a lot of faith and a lot of in the healing of people. And so doing the detoxing and helping your thyroid is vital, because the thyroid maintains our metabolism. And when our metabolism's a little slow, and it can even be slow if you're on thyroid medication from your medical doctor, they say, oh, your levels are normal. But these petrochemicals and such, they get into the receptor sites of the cells of our body. And they make it so even if you have thyroid hormone around, it can't attach to the cell and change the metabolism. And so detoxing actually cleans off the cellular membrane so that your hormones can actually work and attach to the receptor sites instead of these petrochemicals. Because one of the things we're dealing with in our modern society is we've got so many things in our environment that we've made artificially, and they will attach to the receptor sites on our cells, especially the thyroid sites and the insulin sites. And that's why so many people are getting insulin resistance, thyroid antibodies, insulin antibodies. You know, it's because we have all these similar hormones, but they're artificial hormones that our body's recognizing as foreign, and so we start producing antibodies against them even, and it's creating autoimmune diseases and all kinds of stuff. So when we do the detox, believe it or not, it cleans off the cell membranes and makes those receptors clean up, and so it makes it so the insulin works better, the thyroid works better, the testosterone or estrogens or whatever hormones we are needing work better. And so detoxing is so important in our toxic world currently. Now, the other thing that assists us in this is making our DNA stronger, because as we manifest a perfected DNA in our body, it actually helps clean off the mitochondria and the cell membranes and perfects the cells. So I would recommend doing detoxing, taking thyroidin, and doing parasite cleansing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is there a special brand of thyroidin that you stated? Do you recommend?
Yes. I use it from a company called Innovita. There's quite a few practitioners throughout the United States who use the products. Our store has them, and we can send you the protocol to use it and to help, you know, you lose weight. One of the other things I use is a homeopathic that helps with the energy of the proper hormones that helps people lose weight also. So I could make you a protocol. Just call in and give us your email, and we can send you, you know, a protocol, and you can look at it and pray about it and feel like if it's right for you. But we make it specifically for you with the thyroidin and the parasite cleansing in between. And also, there's a lot of fungus in your system, too, and we would need to get rid of the fungus. So, and parasite cleansing in between. And the neat thing about the parasite cleanse is the wormwood actually is one of the best antifungal herbs. And so you're actually killing fungus while you're doing the parasite cleansing, because wormwood kills parasites and fungus. And then we would use the FungDX and you know, some of the other antifungals in between the parasite cleansing to make sure those levels don't come up again. Because, you know, with the sugars that are in all our foods, it's very difficult to get rid of fungus, because sugars strengthen the fungus and make them just proliferate, because the spores are in our air. We breathe the spores in of the fungus, which create more fungus. And so we have to keep our sugar levels down. And you know, with the diabetic problems we're having, our sugar levels are way too high, and we get way too much fungus in our system. So anyway, you know, one thing propagates another. Thank you for your call, and call 435-986-0025, and I'll put together, don't call till probably tomorrow, because I'll get a protocol put together for you. So when you call and give us your email, I can send it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you, and we send many prayers to help you heal.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got about, 10 minutes left? Maybe one more call?
Yeah, we can get one more in. We've got about 8 minutes. Diana, Washington State.
Oh, hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Diana,
I'm visiting my son in New York right now.
Excuse me?
Oh, I said I'm visiting my son in New York, but I'll head back to Washington soon, yeah.
Well, you got a nice warm back there. We're having a cold spell here.
Yes, we went to the lake today.
Oh, wow. Very fun. What kind of questions do you have, Diana?
Well, I've been without health insurance since 2012, and I'm fighting the cold right now, probably different weather and things. The airplane always seems to do it to me. But diabetes and congestive heart failure scares me to death. My blood pressure is so high. It's like ER status almost, and I can't go to the hospital. I can't run up those kind of bills.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a vicious cycle of working. I'm working at a hospital housekeeping right now, and I have a paralegal degree, but it's a vicious cycle. I have to get my health to be able to get out there and find something that's going to sustain me for a few years. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, anything we do to get ourselves more healthy is so important. Even if we have very little money to spend on our health, just doing small things can really help. And I'm getting that you've got parasites and fungus. But you've also got virus problems. And
I got bitten by mosquitoes and they eat me alive.
Yeah. And your adrenals are just stressed out to the max. And, you know, when we fly on airplanes, we fly through a lot of energy and it can disrupt our energetic field and make us more susceptible to getting sick.
Right.
Now, but what I'm getting is you've got a lot of fungus affecting your immune system. What fungus does is it gets into our little organ called the thymus, just above our heart. And as I look at you, I'm seeing you, you know, just knowing you're in New York and your name, I kind of can see your auric field, and it's showing you've got some lack of energy right around your heart and your thymus. So, yes, worrying about the high blood pressure and congestive heart failure and all that stuff is real, but I don't want to put that in your head that you're going to get it, because what we believe will happen to us too. So, little things are going to help you. One of the things I would start on right away is magnesium, because magnesium
is the softener.
And it softens the blood pressure, brings it down, softens the blood vessels, the arteries and the veins, and it replaces calcium. When we're too low on magnesium, calcium comes in and hardens our arteries and veins.
Oh, okay.
You want to soften them. So I would take magnesium citrate. I would take 200 milligrams in the morning and 400 milligrams at bedtime.
Send you my email and get that written down.
Yes. But I would do that, and it will help bring your blood pressure down and help over time remove the hardness that's going on in your blood vessels. Now, the other thing I'm feeling is you have fungus in your immune gland called the thymus, and it's making it so you're not producing antibodies. Like you get exposed to an infection and normally will produce antibodies against the infection quite quickly, and yours is so sluggish it's just not doing it, and that's why you're getting sick more often.
So
getting the fungus out of your body would be very good. And
Isogenics, and that helped, but it was too expensive.
Oh, yeah. Isogenics is a multi-level marketing, and about 40 to 50 people smile every time you buy a bottle because you're paying them. And so I would use coconut oil, believe it or not, is a very good antifungal. I would take a teaspoon with each meal. Take the coconut oil and, you know, take it internally and swallow her down three times a day with your meals. And that really helps deter fungus, believe it or not. Another really good thing is lemon water, because lemons are very helpful to clear out sludge in the liver. And I'm seeing you've got some sludge in your liver and in your biliary system. And so lemon water will help thin that sludge out and help clean up the liver. And then just eat good organic vegetables. And stay away from meats, because most of the meats have a lot of toxins, and part of your problem is you've got a lot of toxins. Now, grass-fed organic meat, if you have to have meat, make sure it's organic grass-fed meat, because the animals are healthier. And so that health will pass on to us. But I would mainly eat organic, good vegetables.
Okay.
And I'm getting really strong. You need blueberries. So eat organic blueberries. And you can dry, the blueberries that come in the little pouches that are fresh, they're so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's actually cheaper to buy the dried organic blueberries or the frozen blueberries, because you'll get more for your dollar. And you need at least 4 ounces of blueberries a day.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but, if you're eating the dried ones, that's only just a little handful in your hand. It's not very many. If it's the frozen, you can buy 3 pounds for $10 at different stores. And I go to Costco to get my frozen blueberries, but I'm not trying to advertise them, but they've got, 3 pounds for $10, which is a good price. So it lasts me a week and a half to 2 weeks. So, but those are the little things. Now, ginger is a very powerful antiviral, antifungal. And so if you can get some ginger, I make kefir water, which is a good bacteria, and you can get that and you make it. And you can make kefir water or kefir milk. But the good bacteria actually help. And I'm getting really strong. You're overloaded with fungus. And taking good bacteria will help lower the amount of fungus in your body. Because the good bacteria actually keep the fungus down, the fungus levels down, especially in the gut. Because we keep getting reinfected from our gut. And so those things are what I would do. We're kind of out of time, but God bless you so much. And we send our love and prayers to you that you will be able to get healthy and strong and have a good life.
Thank you very much.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. And so just to finalize today, just know there are less expensive things out there that can help us. I'll try to give some tips on this when you come and listen to the show. There's a lot of good ways we can get healthier, stronger, happier, and a lot of it starts with our thoughts. And so have happy thoughts. If you ever have a negative thought, cancel it and replace it with the opposite thought. If you're angry at somebody, forgive them as quickly as you got angry at them, because the anger actually harms us more than them, but we do shoot bad energy at them when we're angry at them. So just know we're all interconnected, and so it doesn't help them or us when we get angry at somebody. So be fast to forgive, fast to love, and just treat others with the golden rule. Treat them like you'd like to be treated. And God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for listening today. I hope you learned something, and I know I always do.